Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Yeah, I think just a quick turnaround. The goal of these Thursday night is come out with a win, and that's what happened. Things we look back on, you know, could have didn't have much time to prepare for. Some things that I could, you know, look back at myself and, you know, wish I had plays back. But, you know, at the end of the day, just proud of these guys for the effort, the win. And that's the best thing about, you know, Thursday night. You get a weekend to catch up on some rest and heal up, but I thought his fans were awesome. You know, I think it was pretty sweet for the primetime game here for my first one at home. Pretty sweet. And then, yeah, just glad we won.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday afternoon with us. We'll be here until Boston College pregame show at 3 with kickoff at 3:30. John, doesn't it feel good to talk about this team taking a break, whether it's a bye that's coming up in a couple of weeks or this extended break from the Thursday night game, you get that Sunday off, that we're not talking about, watch this, changes that the team might be considering, right? The season is much better than I think anybody could have predicted. Even those of us who are in the 9-10 win range, it would almost seem embarrassing now if it stayed at 9 or only got to 10, and it would be a totally different story. So how, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you feeling about the complete culture change of this team?
KJ, I'm at like an 8. And it's funny, last year, today's November 15th, last year on November 15th, what were you and I talking about? We were talking about, is
Dinner?
Gerard Mayo...
No kidding.
Yeah, right. Is Gerard Mayo going to keep his job? And are the Patriots going to get the number one pick? Now what are we talking about? Are they going to get the number one seed? And is their quarterback going to win MVP? Is their head coach going to win Coach of the Year? I mean, there's so many stats out there. There's the wins number, the yards, the rankings, all this stuff to, you know, illustrate the turnaround. But just that in itself, like a year ago at this time, we were wondering whether the head coach was going to keep their job, whether they were going to get the number one pick, and now we're talking about the number one seed.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because there were so many things wrong last year that you were like, okay, at least Drake May seems to be functional in a dysfunctional situation. Now, there's zero dysfunction, and there's above-average functionability going on with this team. I think there's also a part that you almost have to say, when teams are doing great, it's because they've improved on the things that they've been doing good, right? You'll go from good to great. But then there are some things that you're saying, okay, it's satisfactory, and if they're not addressed, and I'm getting right to it, is the red zone defense of this team, especially starting games, right? I don't want to get too far ahead, but if you want to make a pairing of the schedule and what's happened, is some pretty bad teams have gotten off to leads in games, but these were players that did not really have the skill set to carry games. Dylan Gabriel doesn't have the skill set to carry a game. Justin Fields doesn't have the skill set to carry a game. In both of those games, I'll use both of those games as an example. The conversation eventually became, hey, Fields or Gabriel's arm are not going to be anything harmful for the rest of this game. Do you realize that the touchdown percentage for the red zone for Patriots deep, for Patriots teams against the Patriots is a 72% success rate? Did you realize that, John?
No, I didn't realize it was that high, I'll be honest with you. I knew it was
bad.
It's
the worst in the league. And so while it is kind of picking hairs from a woolly mammoth, if you will, I do that carefully maybe. I don't know.
Pause.
But my point being is these small things can grow to be bigger things if they're not handled sooner. So despite the team being 9-2, and honestly, the real talk of the league, I don't think anybody really believes the Colts or Daniel Jones can lead them to anything. Maybe their defense, maybe their running game with Jonathan Taylor. Okay, that does bode well for a team in the playoffs. But the real story is the Patriots, because this team was just so bad and deficient in every single area minus a competent quarterback last year. John, I'm concerned that once you start getting against some of these better quarterbacks, some of these better tests are going to come up. You know that Josh Allen is going to have, you know, everything to play for now in the second game, because if they slip up against the Bucs tomorrow, it's almost the Patriots to lose more so than Buffalo can regain and win the AFC East. So I'm concerned that these slow starts and a lack of pass rush could catch up to this team as they get in front of better players and
yeah,
better
it's
teams.
It's a great question, KJ. And the guy, you didn't mention him, but yeah, Josh Allen is going to give them trouble. Lamar Jackson, too. I mean, that was one thing about that game the other night. Justin Fields had a lot of open running lanes. We saw him outrun Harold Landry for that opening drive touchdown. Landry actually read the play correctly and was there and just got outrun. So that's something to be concerned about going forward. The slow starts, too. Like, you mentioned the red zone numbers. KJ, 8 out of 11 games this year, the Patriots have allowed points on the opening drive. And they've survived it for the most part. It really hasn't hurt them in games. And you illustrate it, like Dylan Gabriel's not going to beat you. Justin Fields isn't going to beat you. But you get down 10-0 against Buffalo or 14-3 against Baltimore. Or let's say you get to the playoffs and you're playing the Chargers or the Chiefs or even those Colts you just mentioned. And you're down 14-3 or 17-3 or even just say, you know, 10-0 or 14-0. Then it's a real uphill battle to win those games, because those are teams that can close games out. And I know the Colts haven't been there yet, but with Jonathan Taylor, they can close a game out. The Ravens can close a game out. The Bills can. The Chiefs obviously can. Chargers, I'm not as sure, but they do have a great defense, so I would think that they probably can. So that's where, as great as the Patriots have been and as fun as this has been, those are kind of the things to watch for going forward, because this schedule, as we go, I think it's going to be a lot tougher than people realize. Like, we've talked about Buffalo, we've talked about Baltimore, but also Cincinnati is scoring 35 points a game, even with Joe Flacco. Like, that's not going to be an easy game. We'll see how the Giants look with a new head coach. They're not very good, but they've had leads in a lot of these games and lost. That's why Brian Daboll got fired. They weren't getting blown out. They did have leads in the second half, fourth quarter of a lot of these games. We just saw Miami beat Buffalo last week, so I think this schedule going forward, I'm not telling you it's this gauntlet, but I think it's going to be tougher than a lot of people are giving it credit for.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. You mentioned Brian Daboll. Jag is coming up, just the guy out there on the field. He's not on the field anymore. That's coming up, and plus a preview to the Jaggies, the second annual Jaggies coming up, and some of the early candidates out of the box at the halfway mark here on WEEI in about 35 minutes. So we're talking about like these other, the potential gauntlet that they have to go through with better quarterbacks and better teams. I'm satisfied with so many other things that seem to be dissatisfying going into the season, right? We're not talking about the offensive line ad nauseum. We're not talking about the receiver room. We're not talking about Steph Diggs not being available because of injury. So a lot of things have taken care of themselves. I just wonder if now it's like you would hate the Patriots to slip up over an untied shoe. And an untied shoe would be not being able to get to the quarterback as you go down the stretch and giving up these early leads. Because if you're doing this, because again, and John, you know this, with these opening drives, it means the scripted plays are working, right, for these other teams.
Yep.
So if you've got a situation where, hey, they feel like they're, what happens when you get a really good guy who has scripted plays that work and they do them again, there's going to be a better talent in front of you. So there still is this test. There is also this taste around the nation. You can kind of you feel that New England versus everybody energy again, John. You're starting to feel it again.
It's getting there, right? It's not what it was 10 years ago, but it's kind of getting back towards what it used to be. It's kind of been fun, to be honest.
Oh, in 10 minutes, I'll play you Cam Newton, who's sounding like, what was that guy's name from Oswald Bates from In Living Color. You don't want to miss that mashup here in 10 minutes, because we've got to get to that conversation about this so-called fool's gold of what the Patriots are. But I guess the biggest turn of events this week, outside of, you know, being the top team in the league, being the number one seed in the AFC, is Drake May is now the official BetMGM leader for MVP. Do you think some of this MVP talk can get into the way of what the... So nobody thought the mission was to win a Super Bowl this year, do you? You don't think that anybody thought that, do you?
No.
No, okay. Did you think the mission was get to a wild card and then see what happens?
I actually think that, so in a way, but I think the bigger mission, if you ask people inside the Patriots, was can they be respectable once again? Because even remember before the season,
I think it was more than that.
Well, Robert Kraft had some comments before the season like, hey, you know, this is a process, we're building, but almost lowering expectations a little
or
bit.
Or managing them, right?
And this is the same guy that has said in the past publicly, I want to win playoff games, I'm tired of losing, things right. like that. So it felt like maybe some people in the building, especially after that Vikings joint practice, were kind of tempering expectations a little bit. And remember, the last 2 years, the Patriots haven't even been respectable. I mean, they have 9 wins on November 15th. They won 8 total games the previous 2 years. They weren't right. even respectable. I think that at their core, like that was step one for them. That was the base mission. And then, hey, can we make the playoffs? Can we be a wild card team and kind of go from there? I don't think the expectation and even the hope was 9-2 and fighting for the number one seed. I think it was much lower than that, and they've just blown past it.
I don't know if it was that low. I think it was probably like, let's see where this team is in terms of the standings final 2 weeks of the season. At least get this team. This is where I understand the respectable. At least with the last 2 weeks of the season, everybody's playing for something greater than what was expected by the whole, right? I was one of the few people that said this team could win 10 games because the NFL is set up to say, hey, if you finish in the bottom of your division for a couple of years in a row, you're going to play some of the bottom feeders from other divisions, right? It's very rare that a team goes from worst to first in their division overnight. Even with the Colts, were the Colts the worst? The Colts weren't even the worst team in the AFC South last year.
Plus, their coach was there last year. A lot of those pieces were there last year. The Patriots have so many new guys this year. I mean, Drake May was here last year, but coaching staff, players, there are so many new guys. Not so much the case with the Colts.
Yeah, but the NFL put Tennessee on your schedule in back-to-back years. Right?
Yeah, like,
so,
right.
Right? So, in other words, they're saying you do get another crack at this apple, because if you can pass this kind of better-leaning schedule, I don't want to make it the crutch, is what storylines are coming out of that, right? And clearly Drake May, if he's the MVP or at worst, probably the runner-up, you would say, wow, a guy in his second year after a 4-13 year either is the MVP of the league or the runner-up, potentially wins his division, okay? Now you've got a big story where you'll never see a schedule like this again. Now, that's a good thing, but you'll also see the Patriots in prime time more often. No more 103 kickoffs right behind the Jets in terms of time. So things will start to peel away and things will start to be put in front of you that say, hey, you know what? Your off-week game is going to be against the Philadelphia Eagles, right? And now you're going to be introduced into a new gauntlet where you won't see like the run of Cleveland Panthers. We've had Panthers 2 out of the last 3 years on the schedule.
It sounds, off the top of my head, it sounds...
Yeah, 2 out of the last 3 years. Yeah, I don't know if it was last year, but I know it was 2 of the last 3 years.
Like you said, Tennessee 2 years in a row, and obviously the Jets you keep playing.
Cleveland, Cleveland's been in there 2 out of the last 3 years.
And even like this year, you mentioned the Panthers, but you got the Saints as well. That's one of the worst teams in the NFL. Like, they need to take advantage of this now. And we saw it with the Washington Commanders this year as well. We've seen it with other teams where they have that year where they kind of come out of nowhere. The Houston Texans is another example. Then they run into some injuries and they don't build enough depth on their roster. And then the schedule gets harder and they struggle a lot more. So it's great to see the Patriots taking advantage of this now, because like you said, Next year, it's a, you're going to be playing teams that finish first or second in their division for most of next year.
Well, yeah, even if you if everything ends right now the way in the AFC East, the Patriots are going to be no less worse than second, right? So if you finish second in division, you're going to be, like you said, you're going to be seeing second place teams in other divisions. They're probably going to give you, like, for example, you'll probably see someone like the Chargers or Denver on your schedule next year. These are going to be high.
Pittsburgh again,
because even with Pittsburgh last year just squeaked in as like the last playoff team. That's probably one of your tougher scheduled games outside of your own division set up for the Patriots. So I guess it leads to the question, is it fool's gold? We'll get to that next. Join the conversation, KJ Lyons, WEEI. 617-779-7937. Time to trend with David Azer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Is Drake May playing good football, Stephen Anthony and Ryan Terry? Absolutely. And I would like to attest his great play to one specific person that I know too well, Josh McDaniels. Mm-hmm. Now, Josh McDaniels may not be a great head coach, but he is a brilliant offensive mind. And he explains the game in a way that it's just, dang. So if the shades right here and the three techs right there, okay, cool, that's over. All right, cool. ID the mic and let's play. You're protected now, all right? The thing that I have a problem with is if you keep playing sorry scrubs, then you're going to have this falsetto of a mentality going into the playoffs, and it has one and done written all over it. Give me the Indianapolis Colts. Because the same questions that I have for Indianapolis, or should I say Carly Ursay's Indianapolis coach, she's doing a damn good job with that. When you talk about them, the same questions still arise when you're talking about the New England Patriots.
Oh my God. KJ and Lyons, WEEI. 617-779-7937. Falsetto is a voice thing, not a examination thing. John, are you familiar? There's a show used to be called In Living Color. It used to have this guy named Oswald Bates who used to ramble on it. You're not familiar with it, are you?
So I've heard of the show. I'm not familiar. I've never seen it, but I've heard.
Okay, here's Oswald Bates. Here's a clip of Oswald Bates, and then we'll do a mashup of Cam Newton.
We must internalize the flatulation of the matter by transmitting the effervescence of the Indonesian.
Straight out of the ass. You hear that? That's how the character.
You sure that wasn't just Cam Newton talking?
Well, here's Cam Newton mashed with Cam Oswald, and tell me if it's not spot on.
If you keep playing sorry scrubs
of my quote unquote intestinal tract,
then you're going to have this falsetto,
excuse me, circumcised, the revelation that reflects the aphrodisiac symptoms
of a mentality going into the playoffs, and it has one and done written all over it.
Can you tell the difference?
Are they related? I would wonder if they're related.
Look, I have no problem with someone sometimes being incorrect. I just got a problem with someone being incoherent consistently. This is what I joked about with why you choose people like, who's the guy that got rid of because he was smashing the IG chick? What was his name? What is the guy's name? Shannon Sharp, right? Mumble mouth. I had my falsetto. Now that Cam Newton's the new Shannon Sharp, and it's
and
kind
you know what's
of
crazy. Is if you remember when Cam Newton was here in 2020?
Yeah,
I thought he was a really interesting guy. Like I know the season didn't go well, and I know he couldn't throw anymore. But as
he was
a
great
leader,
on the Greg Hill show.
But as a leader and as a guy who just spoke to the media, I thought, man, I just spent that year wishing he could still throw because I was like, not only the obvious he could still throw, but I was like, man. This dude in New England is the guy for multiple years would have been a ton of fun. And then I hear him now on this, and I'm like, I feel like you're trying
we
to sound smart.
Internalize
on first
the
day.
Flatulation of the matter by transmitting.
So this whole idea of fool's goal, like if you keep playing scrubs, that you have no control over who is given to you as an opponent. Either you set them up, you knocked them down. That's the idea, right? So you can't tell me it's fool. You know what fool's gold would have been? I'm still on this whole thing as a falsetto is meaning false. Maybe Cam Newton actually probably should have used that computer that he stole in Florida than actually throwing it out the window. I'm just kidding. So
I think 2021 for the Patriots was a little bit of fool's gold, right? They go 10-7. They get their butts kicked in that wild card round. And then look, a lot of this was they decided to make Matt Patricia and Joe Judge the guys that ran the offense the next year, but Mac Jones fell off. The coaching wasn't as good. Some of those free agent additions that were so good in 21, some of them carried over to 22, but then some didn't. The draft in 22 wasn't as good, and the Patriots fell off. And then they had three straight losing seasons, and now they're good once again. But I don't feel like this year, KJ, is the same as 2021. And I know there are some similarities, but this feels more sustainable than that. And I know some of that's hindsight, but this does feel a little more sustainable.
Can I be honest with you? No cap, no falsetto. Maybe Cam Newton is still upset that he lost that starting job to Mac Jones.
Yeah, maybe he's just angry.
In a preseason where he performed pretty well, you know. Look, beyond Cam Newton, let's just say there's a little bit of validity to his soprano soliloquy of offensiveness of detrimental football execution. Did I do that pretty well?
That was not bad.
Yeah. That wasn't bad. Yeah. Look at what the Patriots are looking at if the playoffs started today, right? They start today. They got the week off. Then you've got Indy versus Jacksonville. But let me put a pause on that because Jacksonville and the Chiefs have the same record. It's just that Jacksonville has the head-to-head. So for argument's sake, let's just say Kansas City is able to get themselves to be the 7th seed, okay? They would face the Colts on the road. Do you worry about the Colts losing to the Chiefs at home?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah,
I do.
Definitely.
I do. Right. And so the way the NFL works, who would the Patriots see the next week at Foxborough?
Then they'd get the Chiefs.
They would get the Chiefs. This is where the narrative all ties together of why some people are tight in their chest, because Cam Newton's tight in his chest because there's immediate success. There are fans around the country that don't like the Patriots are tight in their chest because there's some immediate success. But there's a deeper storyline. This has to do with Drake. Like the comparing Brady and Drake May at this point in their careers, that's lazy work, okay?
Yeah, I hate that so much.
That's lazy work, because here's the real story. How do you stop Patrick Mahomes from becoming the next Tom Brady? And that could happen in the playoffs with the Chiefs coming to Foxborough.
Yeah, I mean, if Drake May beats Patrick Mahomes and the Patriots beat the Chiefs, and I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, then that all of a sudden you would have the Chiefs not making it past the divisional round after going to three straight Super Bowls.
There you go.
People would ask, and think about the questions people asked about the Patriots from 2004 to 2014. It was, hey, they're really good. They made a couple Super Bowls. They made other AFC championship games, but they weren't getting over the hump and they weren't winning a championship. There was a lot of people who said, hey, are they done, right? Are they? Do they have their three Super Bowls, and now they're done, and that's it? People will start to ask that about the Chiefs, because Patrick Mahomes is going to be there for the next 12 to 15 years, most
right.
likely. But at some point, you know, Travis Kelce's going to retire, Chris Jones is going to retire, Andy Reid might even leave. Brady had Belichick the whole time, but the team that won the Super Bowl in 2004 and the team that won the Super Bowl in 2014 was almost entirely different. Like, it was Brady.
It has to be.
It was Brady.
10-year difference, right.
Brady, Vince Wilfork, and I think the coaching staff, that was all that was the same.
Right.
Everybody
and anybody, pretty much nobody
new.
Who played, right, is was available. And some, you know, some had moved into coaching in other places and so forth. So just to put it in perspective, and this is why you can't say it's fool's goal, or you can't say that what you saw from Brady in his early days and May and how May is better than Brady at the time, just from 2000 to 2020, to 2000 to 2020, so 20-year period. Here are your top passing leaders according to StatMuse. Brady, Manning, Rivers, Roethlisberger, Flacco, Dalton, Fitzpatrick, Palmer, Tannehill, Derek Carr. After Manning and Rivers, and like, put it away, Rivers could never get over the hump, right? Manning was the immediate muse, or he was the immediate villain, and Roethlisberger showed up from time to time, and Flacco won it once. Everybody else, you're just kind of like, ho-hum. Now, let's look at the years
all of them had big losses to Brady. Now, some of them beat Brady. Flacco beat Brady. Manning
right.
beat Brady. But Manning had plenty of losses to Brady in the playoffs or key regular season games. Flacco had losses to Brady in key spots. Rivers lost to Brady a bunch of times. Breeze and Brady never got to that point.
Right.
Unless you want to say once Brady was
but
in
I'm
Tampa,
just saying, just from playoffs, the just from the AFC.
Right.
Because Brady never saw Aaron Rodgers in a Super Bowl. Right. So I'm not just
he
taking
beat Roethlisberger multiple times in
right.
key spots. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to take out the NFC. I'm not looking at the whole league. I'm just saying what you have to get through to get into the conversation of being one of the greats. Now, 2015 to 2024, that 10-season span between from 15 to last year, here are your leading yards people. Derek Carr, Brady, Mahomes, Rivers, Allen, Roethlisberger, Baker Mayfield. He's in this list because he did play with the Browns. Dalton, Tannehill, Herbert, 10, Lamar Jackson, 11. Think about this. In the last 10 years, Lamar Jackson is 11th in all the yards that have been compiled over the last 10 seasons.
And he didn't start playing until 2019.
That's my point. Drake May is a bigger disruptor than Brady ever was, right? Because once Brady got in that seat, it really wasn't relinquished until, like you said, that period of time. But again, you still won a couple before you go through this drought and you win more. So if you tell me that the 11th place guy is Jackson, 10th is Herbert, Baker Mayfield's in this mix, Josh Allen is there, Patrick Mahomes, and if you're Drake May and you can interrupt those guys, one of those guys are going to end up being traded out of the conference just to try and be successful. That's what's crazy, because Drake May wasn't expected to be in the conversation just yet, and it could be a spoiler, right? Let's just say the Chiefs do get that seventh seed and the Chiefs come and they lose. You don't think the Chiefs now feel like they have to revamp sooner than they expected?
And think, in the last 8 years in the AFC, KJ, there's only been two guys that have kept Patrick Mahomes out of the Super Bowl. One's Burrow. Tom Brady, the other's Joe Burrow. Right.
Right.
Every other year, Mahomes, you know, has gone to the Super Bowl. 18, Brady beat him, and then 21, Burrow beat him. And other than that, it's been Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And then, I mean, if you want to say Jalen Hurts last year beat him, but that was more about the Eagles' defense, and Brady did beat him in a Super Bowl. But from an AFC perspective, it's been Brady in his end time in New England, and then Joe Burrow. And if you look at where Joe Burrow's at, like, I have faith that Joe Burrow can go to anywhere in a playoff game and play well enough to win. The problem is his defense will give up 40 points. So Joe Burrow
maybe,
can go.
Maybe he eventually becomes the candidate that gets out of the conference, right? Because now it's like there are just too many quarterbacks for there to be a real story. Like, if you said in the mix is Herbert, May, Jackson, Mahomes, Allen, that's five right there. That means there's three teams, at least three teams, that are pretty much not going to sniff an AFC championship.
And then you look at the coaching, too, on top of it, right? Because I know this is a May discussion, but I think May and Vrabel, they're tied so closely together. If the Bengals keep coming up short, or the Bills keep coming up short, or even the Ravens, and I know Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl there, maybe those organizations say, hey, you know what we need? We need a change at head coach to outdo Vrabel, or we need a better partner with our quarterback, like Vrabel and May are forming a partnership there. Because I agree with you. I mean, how many times can the Ravens and Bills come up short? At least the Bengals made a Super Bowl. I mean, the Ravens and Bills haven't even made a Super Bowl. How many times can they come up short before they try to make some sort of major change? And we haven't even mentioned the Steelers in this conversation, who I think have a good head coach, but they cannot figure out quarterback. It's better this year with Rodgers, but that's a short-term thing. We haven't, I mean, the Chargers, I think, have a great head coach in Harbaugh and a great quarterback in Herbert, but we'll see.
Herbert hasn't done anything.
Exactly, right? We'll see. And then Trevor Lawrence was a number one overall pick. We'll see if he can figure it out. But I think to your point, like, how many times can some of these other organizations come up short before they want to make significant changes? Like, the Patriots can come up short this year, next year, and the year after, and I'm not wishing that, but they could come up short for 3 years in a row and still say, hey, May's young, we're on our way, we'll be fine. A lot of these, I mean, the Bills have been coming up short since 2020. The right. Ravens have been coming up short since 2019. I mean, they were the number one seed in 2019, and Mike Vrabel's Titans beat them in the divisional round. It's a long time to keep coming up short.
617-779-7937, KJ and Lyons, WEEI, still to come. Lou Maloney's going to hang out, talk about Red Sox and free agency. That's coming in about 45 minutes. Just the Jag is about 10 minutes away, and we still got to get to the unwatchable Celtics, who are now 6-7, 6-7! They're the only team in the league at 6-7!
Yeah, it's a perfect explanation for
it. It's really, exactly. So, the fascinating thing about what's going on with Drake May right now is, being a second-year guy in the AFC, like I mentioned, with all these other guys that are in front of him, you start to say, okay, how far really could this team potentially go? So let's say they see Jacksonville or the Chiefs in their first game, and then after that they probably see the four seed, which would be probably the...
Could be Pittsburgh. Like that AFC North division. Because
right.
I think that division is going to come down to somebody's going to go 9-8. Like the Ravens are either going to rally or Pittsburgh's going to hang on.
Or they may end up being the team that actually gets blown out by the five in that spot, right? So that's the other thing. That five seed could be someone like the Chargers.
Bills could be if the Patriots Bills. Win the division, the Bills, which is a very good team, could be the five seed. That's a tough matchup if you're the four seed.
So now imagine, let's say the Bills are the five seed. They win the four game. They win against Pittsburgh. Let's say they beat Pittsburgh. That's perfectly fine. And look, folks, I don't want you to think I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm just getting what's in front of us, and we're at the halfway point. If you get into a third matchup and you beat the Bills, say potentially a third time in the playoffs, the conversation about Drake May speeds up the same way that it did about Joe Burrow, right? Because Joe Burrow's acceleration in the conversation was based on what?
Going it was meteoric. Kansas. It was winning that game in Kansas City. Kansas City. Sorry to cut you off, but you were reading my mind.
They're the same. We're on the same page, right? So if Drake May comes out of the season beating Josh Allen three times, then you would have to say, huh, is Josh Allen really that guy? Because he didn't even beat Mahomes. Let's say Mahomes loses on the road here, because keep in mind, Kansas City Januaries are much different than New England Januaries, right? If you know how latitude was it? Latitude or longitude?
It still
or latitude?
Gets pretty cold at Arrowhead, though.
It does, but it's more windy. I used to live out there.
You won't get the snow like you might hear as much.
Right, right. So you may be stepping into elements where, or let's just say battered injury, where I don't think, you know, like if they have their first game on the road, the Colts, they're kind of like this kind of vacation. We're indoors. This is a team that's never really done this before. This is kind of, you know, fool's gold. Like, I think the Colts are a little more fool's gold than what the Patriots are, because I'm not claiming that the Patriots potentially could win it all. I think they could win a couple of games in the playoffs. And then after that, we'll see what happens, right? If it's an AFC championship matchup, I guess the crazy thing is all those games would be here, you know? So,
well, and to your point, if they have the one seed and they win a couple of games, they'd be in the Super Bowl. I mean, seriously, and I think when the fool's gold conversation is interesting, because you look around the AFC, KJ, and I think every single AFC contender has something significant to worry about, right? So it's not just like the Patriots, they're relying on a ton of young guys and new guys. That's worth worrying about. You can say the same thing about the Colts. The Chargers haven't done it before. The Chiefs, they feel better than last year, but it doesn't feel like they're as dominant as they were 2 or 3 years ago. The Ravens, their defense has been awful. The Bills don't look as dominant as they were maybe a year or two ago. They're still very good. So it feels like every single one of these AFC contenders has one major thing to question. It's not like 2 or 3 years ago where you're like, hey, it's Kansas City and Buffalo, maybe Baltimore makes some noise, whatever. Like, even Cincinnati, if they somehow figure it out and make the playoffs, their defense is awful. Pittsburgh, they've beaten New England and Indianapolis, but those teams have turned the ball over 10 times in those two games. Like, that's not going to happen multiple times in the playoffs for them. So that's the interesting thing about the AFC, is you can take every single one of these contenders and there's at least one major thing worth worrying about for them.
So I still want to take the Jags out of 7 because it makes for a boring conversation. But let's just put the Chiefs in the 7 spot, because that's a story right there in itself, right? They're still the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. I'm like, houseway. But it would start with Indy as the 2, the Chiefs as the 7, the Broncos at the 3, Bills at the 6, Pittsburgh 4, Chargers 5. There's a part of me that probably believes that the Bills probably move to 5. Chargers maybe to 6. Who knows?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a coin flip.
Right, that might be a coin flip.
That's going to come down to the last game of the year, I think.
Right, so let's just say it'd be the Bills versus the Steelers in an opening matchup. It would be the Chargers in a replay against the Broncos in an opening matchup. So you're the Patriots. You're like, hey, if the Chiefs win this game against the Colts, you don't even have to see the Bills again unless the Bills are able to go ahead and beat the Steelers-Chargers winner, which they could. So an AFC championship matchup could be Bills-Patriots for a third time, potentially. But the game would be here, and you would have said, okay, either they've gotten the formula where the Bills are no, like, go ahead and take the JV banners down, because, brothers, it's been affirmed. Y'all are not it. You're not going to be the man who beats the man. And, oh, by the way, the one who's currently seen as the man, Patrick Mahomes, is gone. So this becomes a Joe Burrow-esque rocket launch for Drake May, potentially as the MVP. Did Joe Burrow win the MVP that year?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think back 2021.
I don't think he won. It might have been, was that Derrick Henry?
That might actually, no, Derrick Henry missed time that year. So okay. I think it might have been Mahomes.
The texter would be able to help us who won. Yes. We just don't have everything in front of us. But now you would also have a Drake May who's finished either 1, 2, no lower than 3 in the MVP race for the season.
Rodgers won in 21.
What? See, that doesn't even feel right.
Aaron Rodgers. They go like 13-3 and blow.
That's right.
Playoff
that was.
Game.
But you know what was interesting?
About right.
13-4, whatever it was. Yeah,
remember people saying they kind of had a cupcake schedule that season? You remember when they had that 13? It was like 13-3, something like that, and they felt like they were beating a bunch of nobodies. Yeah. Sometimes those things have to be in place for things to happen. So, you know, the fool's goal is not so much in the Patriots' schedule or Cam Newton sound like in Living Color.
We must internalize the flatulation.
Yeah, we're not getting that from him. But maybe the fool's goal is the Patriots may just be the disruptor. And remember, John, we've had these joking conversations over time of all these people just really fearing that the Chiefs would get to 7 championships, and it would be this whole over conversation, And then I've told you about my friends back in Kansas City. Yep. Some of them, I mean, Kansas City is so excited about what they're doing. Like, they've taken their sports station off an AM station, put on an FM. Wouldn't it be a great feeling for the Patriots to put them back in AM status? Wouldn't that not be great? Be like, I mean, I know they're our same company, but that's where the rivalry comes in. It was just like, you guys had the mantle for a second, and even before you can get full hold of the mantle, Brady beat your ass on his way out. So if the Brady's beating Mahomes still on his way out, and Drake May shows up several, not even 5 years in, that would be an ultimate crush for Kansas. I mean, you would see an economic.
But at least Kansas City's won one. How about Buffalo? I mean, they were finally good.
Well, they've Buffalo's been already built-in depressed.
But they've been a Super Bowl contender. Like, they finally get over that hump of being better than the Patriots starting in 2020, and then now you're at a point where, like, if the Patriots end up being better than them already, like, that's got to be, like I said, at least Cincinnati made a Super Bowl. At least Kansas City's won championships. Baltimore, Buffalo, like, these teams haven't even got, like, they've had this open window where in the last 5 years, you really just had to beat the Chiefs, and they weren't able to do it. And then, of course, in 22, it was the Bengals that beat the Bills in that divisional round, too.
How hilarious would it be Buffalo builds this new stadium, walk in there, and still have no banners? You guys suck, and you have a new place. Yeah, yeah, right. 617-779-7937. It's KJ Lyons here till 3, take you up to BC football. Next, Jag, here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Yeah! You guys stick out your lips like Mick Jagger when you're listening to KJ and Lyons on WEEI. Let that rock a little bit, David. Yeah! Uh-huh. You do your lips like this. 617-779-7937. Thank you for spending your Saturday here with KJ and Lyons. A weekly delicatessen delight that you can listen to on the Odyssey app, or you can listen through your Odyssey, Alexa speaker. Can I do this, John? I might get an email for what I'm about to say.
And go I don't for care. It.
Hey, when you listen on the Odyssey app, listen without the headphones. Listen through a speakerphone. Let it play it loud. Don't listen with your headphones if you don't have to. Play it loud from your phone so that it can be widely heard in the room that you are listening to WEEI.
And you are the expert on headphones.
Well, that is too, but I just... So who do you think sends the email to me first?
Said, don't listen to
for
it with
that
headphones.
State, well, don't listen to it with headphones. Or who do you think emails me first about that? Mike, Mark, or Ken?
Could it be a group email? You know, one CCs the other two?
No, or BCC. No, you know the worst emails you get is when it's addressed to yourself? And you know there's a ton of... Who's the BCC that's seeing these emails?
Oh, I try to avoid those. Like, if I get those, I, like, don't answer. Or I go talk to the person.
Who the hell's setting me up here?
Yeah.
Yeah, 617-779-7937. We'll get into JAG here in 2 minutes. What you got on the text line, David?
Yeah, so first one comes in from 207. How can anyone call a schedule in the NFL cupcake or an easy schedule? Miami just beat the Bills last week. Carolina has been playing well. You got all of these kinds of teams beating all kinds of teams on any given Sunday. Why is anyone calling any NFL schedule easy?
You know, maybe there should be an addendum to it or kind of like an amendment, if you will, to this whole schedule. Like, can you put in like a factor of injury percentage? You know, like how does that affect your schedule and stuff like that? I mean, you don't know what the strength of your schedule is until you finish playing that schedule. It's all based on the previous year. You can make an argument for how easy a schedule is. Watch this. If there was no such thing as free agency, then you know, the same guys are there.
That's and also look at like Baltimore. Like if the Patriots had played the Ravens 3 weeks ago, there'd be no Lamar Jackson. That team right. was reeling. Now when they play Baltimore, I expect that the Ravens are going to be rolling at that point. And Lamar Jackson's back. He looks good. And look, to the texter's point, yeah, there's no such thing as a truly cupcake schedule. But let's be honest. Would you rather play the NFC South or the NFC North? Like there is a difference.
Yeah, and they have given you Tennessee 2 years in a row, and you failed the Tennessee test last year. Yeah. So, again, there is a little bit of kind of a balance of justice thing there going on. You know, like, all right, you get another crack at the worst team in worst team from last year. We'll put them on your schedule again. Cleveland will give you another heap of that. Remember when they used to put Detroit on the schedule? Well, now Detroit's too good to be on the – we'll probably see Detroit again. But, you know – those were some of those wins you were just kind of like, they should have beaten Detroit at that time, but Detroit's not that team anymore. Cleveland's still kind of that team. Look, you got Cleveland without Joe Flacco. Would it have been a different game if Joe Flacco was out there? Probably.
That's a good point. Yeah, you know.
So you just never know until once you get into it. It's like dating. You know, you could tell them everything about you on Tinder or whatever it is. What is the one that you swipe left? Do people still use that one?
I have no idea.
But actually,
can I add one more to your point? Because sure. I think this is a good one. The Raiders game, week one. And if you remember, I picked the Raiders to win that game. And I said at the time, you know, if this game was in November, I'd pick the Patriots. But I just expected the Raiders to be a little bit more put together than the Patriots in week one. They were. But now the Raiders have totally fallen off. If the Patriots played the Raiders next week, I think we'd all pick them to win, and they should win that game. Yeah,
it'd be 10 points
different.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. One more text, and then we'll get into JAG.
All right. This one comes in from the 860. Everything about Scam Newton is fake, including his opinions. This guy who couldn't figure out how to complete a screen pass under Josh McDaniels should never comment on brilliance.
If you keep playing sorry scrub of my quote-unquote intestinal tract, then you're going to have this.
Cam Newton is just kind of a bit of the buffoonery that they put on television now. I mean, I hate to do this one brother to another. But, you know, when you have him getting into scraps with, you know, on first take with mascot or whatever is going on, you're there to play a role, brother. Nobody is really asking for you. What is your theory on relativity? Nobody believes that you even know You relativity, that's my cousin, you know, so.
But I think Cam Newton.
I'm sorry.
He could be a lot more valuable because look at around the league today, how many mobile quarterbacks there are, guys that throw on the run. He was one of the originals.
Like, so I mean, think that's what it is? He just wants to be recognized as kind of this.
The OG, if you. I mean, because it was Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick, and then, you know, now then Cam Newton. And now you have Josh Allen, yep. Lamar Jackson, Drake May, all these guys that run, can throw on the run, Mahomes. And he wasn't the very first one, but he won an MVP, made a Super Bowl, and, you know, he could be so valuable on these telecasts. And
that Panthers team had a cupcake schedule that year in 15 as well.
So did the 2001 Patriots.
Why? Because they sucked the year before. It's amazing how it all works out. All right, before we get into Jag, we got to let you know that our second annual Jaggies are on the way. If you're not familiar with it, we give out awards at the end of the year, like Jag of the Year. Do you remember who last year's winner was?
Oh, man. Who? No, I honestly don't.
It was Mac Jones.
I was going to say Mac Jones, and then I was like, no, it couldn't have actually been him. He might be a two-time winner.
No.
Yeah, he's going to have a strong case by the end of the year.
The category Jagger of Men, the worst head coach in the NFL. You remember who last year's winner was?
Was it Dennis Allen?
No, Matt Eberflus.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He got fired on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Comeback Jag of the Year. The Jag who still played more than they should have. You probably don't even remember who won that last year.
No.
Will Levis.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
See how the Jaggies work perfectly, because if these guys are just the guy, you could clearly see these people are forgotten. From Jaggy.
Isn't that the point? I'm not supposed to remember.
For from Jaggy to Classy Award, where you were Jag coming in and you seemed to be a player going out. You remember who won the award last year?
No.
Sam Darnold.
Okay, and now he's a legit guy.
There you go.
Legit guy.
That is the authenticity of KJ and Lyons. Like, I don't have time, nor am I here long enough during the course of the week, to give you a bunch of horse manure talking coming out my lips. Now, it may sound that way. That's perfectly fine. It's kind of designed that way. But this is kind of like, this is real stuff. Now, the one that's kind of different, that last year's winner who the Jag DNA Award was the Rookie Jag of the Year, that may be like they have like real Jag DNA in them, was Caleb Williams, and that was true all the way up until maybe like 2 weeks ago, was it not?
Yeah, he still might, that award is valid, and he still might follow through on it. We'll see, he's been better the last month, but yeah.
And then the Jag in the Mirror Award, sucks on the field but making a difference in the community. That was Jameis Winston for his Dream Forever Foundation.
And he might start this weekend.
He might come back and claim his title. So, as we tell you that Jaggies will start looking at nominations around Christmas with the full-fledged Jaggy Awards that I'm going to have to hire someone to produce this stuff out.
Not the Jag-Off Awards.
Pause.
Hit it, David.
I'm sorry that I said you were a Jag.
Just a guy.
Oh, he's just a Jag.
He's a
Jag. That bad. Stand out on the field.
What the hell is he talking
about? Fly out on the field.
All right, John. Caleb Williams, been on fire lately. Jag, not a Jag.
So I'm going to go Jag still. He's been better lately, but he's still 13th in the NFL in passing yards. I mean, he's been sacked 14 times, which is pretty good. Only 4 interceptions, much better than last year. But I honestly, KJ, I got to see more of it before I take him out of the Jag category.
All right, JJ McCartney, Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, he's below a Jag, and I want him to be good. I think he will be good, but right now he's below a Jag right now.
I like how you said below a little faster than the first time you did, right?
Oh.
All right, Bryce Young. They're a winning record in Carolina. Jag?
No, I gotta go Jag. He's been all over the place. Like, they've had some really good wins, 30-0 over Atlanta, some other good wins. Then they get their butts kicked by the Patriots, some bad losses. I mean, they're the definition of a Jag.
Raheem, they were barking too loud. Morris, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
Definition of a Jag is a head coach. I mean, that team will look like a Super Bowl contender 1 week, and then they'll have 2 weeks where they have bad losses. Like, they are all over. Even that Patriots game. First half, they looked awful. Second half, a lot better. I mean, they're all over the place.
I got to give them another one for it. You're complaining? Because people were clapping their hands? Bro, you almost won the game. You should probably figure out why you couldn't put together a winning game plan. Jackson Dart injured quarterback, New York Giants.
So, fired head coach, you know, not a great situation.
You're dancing there, Lions.
So right now he's a Jag, but I think he's got potential to move beyond being a Jag.
Yeah, I think he's too flash already for the success that he hasn't had. That is a very clear signal of a Jag.
Just a guy.
Next, Brian Schottenheimer, head coach, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Jag. I mean, their offense, one of the best in the league. Their defense, one of the worst. And look, his owner didn't help him out when he traded Micah Parsons. But that's a Jag team through and through. It's a Jag organization.
Ashton Jeanty, Las Vegas Raiders.
No, he's above a Jag, and I know he's had some quiet games this year. You can see the talent there. You can see it. It's just got to put it all together a little more consistently.
I just see that he seems to run too upright in a league where you can't. You could do that on a blue carpet. Here, you'll end up black and blue on the carpet. You keep doing that. I'm going to go Jag with him. People here were screaming, "Go ahead and get him," and that is just the guy. Jag here on WEEI. KJ and Lions talking Celtics next here on WEEI. Good Saturday to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.